Hi, everybody. This is Alan Fine. And for those of you who watch Insider Travel Report, you'll realize we're here with Roberto Martinoli, who is the president and CEO of Silver Seas. And we're also with Barbara Muckerman, who was formerly the chief marketing officer, but now, congratulations, you are the chief commercial officer, both with Silver Seas. And we are on Silver Moon. We're going to talk about that and the other ships and a lot of stuff coming up on Insider Travel Report. How does it feel to finally get to showcase SALT and to actually put people on the moon, right, and on Origin over in the Galapagos?
It's a great feeling, needless to say. And I've been coming here while the ship was preparing to start. And already there, it was really great to see the very incredible smiling faces from our crew. But then when also the guests arrived, and then when we started to visit those beautiful destinations, and then when we realized that we were back to some type of normalcy, and we were seeing only smiley faces around us, that was incredibly rewarding. Absolutely great.
Well, you know, for me, it's particularly emotional because, as our travel advisors partner know, we've been working on SALT for over 2 years. So finally seeing, you know, the smiley faces, as Roberto was saying, of our guests, enjoying the SALT kitchen, the first restaurant changing the menu daily, enjoying the amazing SALT bar with all the cocktails. We have 6 different Greek beers on board, you know. And from there, of course, the test kitchen where they can play with the spices, you know. So this is an incredible food immersion, which I'm super proud of.
Well, we were talking about the fact that a lot of cruise lines do food immersion, but this is different. How different is it?
So we always say that travelers collect people, not monuments. And if you think about culture, the strongest expression of culture is really food. So we use food as a lens to understand the destinations. And that's really the concept of SALT. We do not have the ambition of you learning how to cook in the SALT lab, but we have the ambition of teaching you what's unique about the food culture of that destination.
But to do that, you have to then plan recipes for every single port, multiple because of different health requirements of the passengers. What's that like?
So for these two first inaugural cruises, it was 167 unique Greek recipes just for the SALT restaurant.
This was all made possible due to some fundamental decisions on how to sail. How did you decide whether to have a vaccine or not, and how to make a vacation still feel like a vacation and safe at the same time?
Well, it's a very simple answer. We just asked our guests. So we've been running a survey, and we've been asking our guests, what would you like us to do to be safe? Needless to say that, I mean, first of all, we need to comply with the local rules and regulations. So this is the minimum requirement. But when you go above that, as we do anyway, we thought that the right answer was coming from our guests. And they told us, we want an environment, actually 85% of our guests said, that told us clearly, we want a fully vaccinated environment. It caused us a little bit of a challenge because we needed to find a solution to vaccinate the crew. And at the time that we had to do it, it was not evident, but we were able to do it. Guests, of course, they wanted it, so they had already been vaccinated, the vast majority of them, and that was the most difficult, important decision that we had to make, and we are very glad that we made it in this way.
But then, to your point, as we were discussing last night, it opened up opportunities.
Yes, absolutely, because we immediately realized that we could offer the ultimate Silver Sea experience still in this new environment. So I'm sure, Alan, you experienced it yourself. On board, it just feels like the typical ultra-luxury experience of Silver Sea. I don't think you feel it impaired in any way.
No. In fact, I want to say that you guys have worked it out where you think about boarding a ship as being so difficult, but we actually were tested and boarded the ship in no time.
I have to say that the size of the ship helps. We have one of the largest space ratios per guest anyway. The fact that we have 8 restaurants on a ship like this one with only 596 guests, our space ratio allows us to keep giving the same level of service, but also the new level of comfort and safety and health that is required.
the passengers seem to feel very safe and unimpaired. But I mean, they're enjoying themselves. But the other thing is, we know we're all tested. We all know that every day our temperature is tested. So there is a relaxation.
So we are testing people on embarkation. We do a test during the course of the cruise and a test on the barque. And the test on the barque is also used for the guests to return home, because they need to show a test to the cruise line, to the country where they are going. In most cases, the test they do here is good. If not, they will have to repeat it one more time.
So what was great about you deciding to listen to your passengers was that you ended up doing what many countries wanted, which is vaccinations.
Yeah. We are able to visit more destinations in a way, because, I mean, you know, we are open to more countries, and also in an easier way, and with people feeling more comfortable because of what you just said. I mean, you know, everybody is tested several times, so, I mean, the risks are not completely eliminated, but they are very, very minimal. I mean,
so you've always been all-inclusive, but now door-to-door all-inclusion? Yeah.
Silver Sea has always been at the forefront of all-inclusiveness. With the announcements we've done today about our door-to-door service, we became the most all-inclusive ultra-luxury cruise line. And actually, that extends to test. So we used to offer champagne, now we offer antigen tests.
And champagne and caviar.
So as you know, our travel advisors notice, we started with the inclusion of short excursions on the whole of the 2022 canvas, and then with yesterday's announcement, adding this incredible service that will pick up your guests at home, deliver them back at home, everything including champagne, caviar, and tests.
What are your favorite features of this ship?
Well, I have to be honest, for me it's salt. I worked so long on that program, just finally. I mean, last night when we were at the bar and we saw this cocktail, which was designed dedicated to the moon, the bubble. It's so incredible. You'll also need to shoot that, I'm sorry to say.
I got it already.
Okay. You know, it's just such a proud moment for us.
Your favorite?
Well, I'm still going back to La Dame. I think that the new location of La Dame is absolutely amazing. The decoration, and I mean, it's a night and day difference. Of course, I mean, Salt is a beautiful program. So, you know, is less like a structural change than La Dame being moved upstairs and being a much larger venue with great decoration.
Now, but let's talk about, and let's not forget, the artwork and the flowers.
Yes, so the flowers, we have to officially thank Royal Caribbean Group because since they purchased us, we had, you know, enlarged financial options, which allowed us to have today a really extensive flower program. So as you've noticed, the ship is overflowing with flowers and orchids, which we believe is part of any indulgent luxury product. The sense of arrival that you get when you see a beautiful flower composition in the entry hall is really what Silver Sea is about. So you might notice that the artwork is bringing you around the world. So the way we, for example, chose the art fittings in the stairs, it's typically around the continent. So we might start with some African art, then you might go up, you know, to the Middle East to arrive to the Mediterranean. So if you really look at the language of the art, there is a whole subtle text that is following, you know, the viewer. And I have to say, I'm very pleased with the art on Silver Moon.
Now let's move to Silver Muse. So Alaska and Silver Shadow, Iceland, like really now, like next week?
Yeah, we have 6 days for the Silver Muse in Alaska from Seattle. A new itinerary for us, because we usually were operating out of Vancouver, but we found this and we lengthened the cruise to 10 days and... it's a beautiful itinerary. I'm sure that it'll be very successful, and we are quite happy to see what we are seeing there. And the day after, the Silver Shadow will start Iceland cruises before coming back for the Mediterranean Grand Voyage. Then beginning of September, Spirit, beginning of September, like September the 3rd, Spirit will start out of the UK, cruises around the UK. And then more ships will go into service at the end of the year in Antarctica, the Silver Explorer, the Silver Wind that is being converted in Poland. Yes, is being converted in Poland, and the Silver Cloud.
But let's also talk about what makes Expedition different at Silver Sea than elsewhere.
Well, it's surely the Creature Comforts is the fantastic fly and cruise program. So you can now send your guests who maybe are not that keen of doing the Drake Passage on a private plane to Antarctica. Butlers will carry the luggage all through the ice, you know, to then get on the ship and enjoy just 6 days of beautiful Antarctic immersion before flying back to the continent. That's pretty unique. Yeah. Silver Muse is actually this year the only ultra-luxury ship to operate in Alaska, and it's also the only one to touch the real ice, because thanks to our 10-11 days itineraries, we can get into the glaciers, which of course are a little far away from Seattle, so the shorter itineraries wouldn't have allowed for that.
Yeah, and also because you cannot do the open jaw that we used to do before, so it was Vancouver Anchorage and Anchorage Vancouver, so
yeah, no,
we need
you,
to go and
how do you keep up with all that?
Well, geography needs to be a passion, of course. I mean, you know,
right.
When we speak about itineraries, people, I mean, you know, like, but we have the map of the world in front of us every day, so, you know.
So we've got over 89,000 travel advisors we see every morning. What do you want them to know?
Well, you can definitely book Silver Sea with confidence. As you've seen, we're making our, you know, pricing easier and easier to understand. Our promotional structure is made in a way that's very easy for you to explain it to your guests. And mostly because we cover more than 900 destinations, you don't have the excuse that Silver Sea doesn't go there.
Right. And I would add that, needless to say, that what we see these days here, I mean, people coming back to cruising, coming back with us, the level of satisfaction is through the roof. Our net promoter score are close to unbelievable numbers. They are unbelievable numbers. I mean, you know, close to perfection. So, and we intend to keep that absolutely for the foreseeable future, by all means. So please come with us.
Thank you for speaking with us. Good luck with all of it. It's so exciting, all the things that are coming up. And thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us on Insider Travel Report.
Thank you, Alan. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
And this is Alan Fine for, as she said, Insider Travel Report.